The Windows Media Stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Tonight's guest, Andrew Edwards from GearLive.com. But don't try to visit the site because it's not there. It's been completely wiped off the internet.
It's obliterated.
It's gone. Well, the reason why, and I'll let Andrew kind of explain it, but he posted a very popular article this week about how Google Maps got somebody out of a traffic ticket. I don't know how that was possible. I mean, I know I've seen different hacks where you can take along a can of white spray paint and spray out the sign and then take a picture of it and contest the ticket. I've done that before. When I lived in San Francisco, I did that before. And, well, I didn't spray paint anything. No, I mean I took a picture. I didn't spray paint anything. Let me get that straight. I'm sorry. So what happened exactly, Andrew?
Well, a good friend of mine and also an editor on GearLive.com, Edwin Soto, got a ticket back last January for going through a red light in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see it so much here in Seattle, but in New York, there's a lot of people. It's like common practice to pull out when you're going to make a left in a two-way street, wait for all the traffic to pass, and then take your left. Even if it turns red, if you stay there, you're going to be obstructing traffic, so you take your left. So that's what he did, and he went to court to hopefully get out of this ticket and fight it, and the policeman arrived and testified saying that he made a left at a red on a one-way street, and so then it was his turn, and he basically told the judge, you know, I made the left after the red, and it turned red right before I made the turn, but the reason I waited was because I had to wait for an SUV to pass me. If I would have made the turn when it was yellow or green, I would have gotten hit. And the judge says, well, how are you waiting for an SUV to pass you if you're on a one-way street? That makes no sense. And he said, well, it was a two-way street. And at that point, it's your word against the police officers, and usually the judge just takes the police officers because, obviously, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So he desperately reached into his bag and pulled out his laptop, found some sort of weak Wi-Fi signal, and pulled up Google Maps and brought up the intersection that he got the ticket on. And it turned out, I didn't know this, but Google Maps places arrows on streets that are one way. And if it's a two-way street, there's no arrow on the street. And so we showed that to the judge, and she said, well, you know, I believe she said she didn't know that that's what that meant, so he needed to show some other sort of evidence. So he pulled up Times Square, and if you're from New York, everybody knows that every street in Times Square is a one-way street, except for 42nd Street. That's the only two-way street. So he brought that up, showed her the picture, and said, all these streets have arrows except for this one because of this reason. And so she threw out the case because the police officer had a bad memory. And it saved him. The money would have been, I think, about $200, but he was also going to get points on his license.
Yeah.
So he didn't want that. So that saved him points on his license. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, all because of Google Maps and a weak Wi-Fi signal. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, 25 years ago.
So always carry your laptop with you.
Always carry your laptop.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, and be sure it has Wi-Fi.
So everybody on the internet basically linked to you.
Yeah, everybody.
Your server does not exist right now, correct?
Well, I think before I left to come here, it was back up. But we were on dig.com, mm-hmm. and we had like 680 digs. And then Boing Boing picked it up.
Yeah.
And then Slashdot picked it up.
Yep.
And all sorts of other people. So the server keeps getting hammered. I'm actually in the process of moving it to a stronger server.
Yeah, I was ready to promo it. Usually we promo the day of. Like, all right, well, here's Andrew. He's from GearLive.com. And I went to look at it. I'm like, it's not up.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was going to be. When did you post the article originally?
The article went up 3 days ago in the evening. And the site went down that evening. And then the day after that, it went down a couple times. And then last night it went down. And it stayed down until like 3 this afternoon. I didn't understand, like, you know, I didn't know what was going on.
How are you
going
to recover from this? Are you going to now have like a special Google Maps section?
Yeah, well, you know, I was kind of complaining about the host because it's like I said, you know, there should be no reason that I have to think to myself, will this story bring down my site? Maybe I shouldn't post it because it'll be too popular. So I'm switching hosts and switching servers. And so everything will be good.
Which host are you going with?
I'm going with Server Matrix.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of good things about them. Right. So.
Yeah, I know we've been hosted on WebAir, and despite the crunch that we've received with all the people downloading podcasts and whatnot, it's done very, very well. I have to admit.
WebAir?
WebAir. WebAir.com.
Okay. I'll look at them as well.
Yeah. They've done really well. And, of course, we're talking this is Andrew Edwards, GearLive.com, just a site about gadgetry for the most part. That's the easiest way to explain it. Is that your mantra?
Well, I recently started up GearLive Media. So it's a company, and we actually have GearLive.com, which is, I'd say, gadgets and technology. I wouldn't say it's, and we try to get more in-depth than other gadget sites, so we'll do a lot of reviews and things like that. We also have a gaming site called PlayFeed.com, which is all video games. There's AndrewEdwards.com, which is kind of my thoughts on the industry and personal things as well. And then I also just started a couple months ago doing something called Venturus.com, V-E-N-T-U-R-U-S. And that is basically telling people how you can get into online business, how you can monetize it, and, you know, that kind of thing.
So in the ideas that I was feeding you before we went on, when I was with your family out in the living room right now, who they're visiting right now because you're doing stuff, and I don't want to drag your
apartments
Didn't want to drag your personal life too far into it. I know I do that all the time, at least for myself.
That's okay.
So I apologize.
No problem.
I'm overstepping my bounds. So the ideas that I was feeding you, bouncing off you, I mean, was that kind of the stuff that you really kind of get into?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know if you want to share those things or not. But
not yet.
Okay. But I think, you know, there's still a lot left to do in this Web 2.0 age. I mean, there's so many great tools out there, but we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Yeah, I'm hoping. In fact, one of the companies I'm working with is going to help take LockerGnome kind of to its fourth revision. Everyone's on Web 2.0. I'm well past it. You know, I'm already on four, dude.
There you go.
I'm moving so fast. But I usually, it's odd that I would share those thoughts with you because I usually don't speak to guys with tattoos.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is something I got when I was just turned 18, and I kind of, I don't regret it, but it's a waste of money.
Let me see. What is it? Tribal?
No, it's well, there's like a little Superman symbol. But instead of the S inside the shield, there's a Roman numeral 3, and one of them is
for
wiped
Superman
out.
For Superman 3?
No, it's actually...
Wait.
Point the webcam
over here. I'm not hearing you, Jake, so I don't know if you're connected to the right one, or... Jake's pointing the webcam basically at the tattoo.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And so. I can't say Jake actually has a tattoo too. He's got many tattoos. He's got some on his arm. He's got some on his unmentionable plate. Well, no, the back of his neck.
So do you never talk to him either?
No, it's an oddity.
I try to avoid talking to him.
Many people do. Sorry, it was peeking out under. It was a peekaboo tattoo.
Yeah, sorry.
You know? So what does the Superman with a 3 stand for?
The Superman, you know, Superman's indestructible and whatnot unless you have kryptonite, but I'm not susceptible to that. But the Roman numeral
naturally.
3 actually stands for my mother, my brother, and myself. Hmm. And the middle one is blackened out because my mother died when I was 16 years old. Hmm. And that was kind of a way to kind of remember that bond that we had. And then around it, I have some barbed wire that kind of weaves in and out of my body. And I just thought that was... Because everybody had the barbed wire, and I wanted to make it different. So I said, hey, let's weave it in and out of my body. And it kind of saved me this pain right here, too, because that's the most sensitive part.
Oh, my God. I have never gone through the pain of a tattoo, and God willing, I never will. Don't plan on it. You know, I do the temporary tattoo thing, you know, where I lick and then stick and then pull it away. Ooh, it's a Cracker Jack. Look at that.
Yeah, I saw you at the Gnome Dex reception. I wouldn't have been surprised if after that you would have ended up with something.
Why, was I drinking?
You were drinking, and you had a bunch of crazy, you know, geeks there that...
They were ready to take me out.
Exactly.
Tattoo me.
You, and then, you know, blog about it and get traffic to
the naturally.
Site.
Naturally. So we're here at the Chris Perillo Show, full swing on Thursday night, 7 p.m., or actually at 7:10. If you'd like to give us a call, 888-PERILLO, 888-747-4556. The chat room is hopping. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsor, too, Microsoft Windows Media. We're a Windows Media stream, thanks to Limelight Networks. Thank you. And the link for the stream has actually been going around many places because Gnome Dex is still getting a lot of play, even, you know, weeks after, almost a month after.
It deserves it. It was an amazing conference.
Thank you.
Apparently, I'm going to be hosting, or not hosting, pointing to all of Pete Grondahl's behind-the-scenes footage from Gnome Dex.
Oh, okay.
From PMCmovies.com, because he doesn't really have a front end for it at all. It's just all sitting on a server somewhere. It's 20 videos in 22 different formats.
Each?
What?
He did it in 22 different formats. So if you want it for your smartphone, it's for your smartphone. If you want it for your PSP,
Does he have this publishing tool, like where you can just spit out into 22 formats, just like one fell swoop?
I believe it's called Microsoft Video Studio, which is their facility.
Oh,
no!
Great.
Actually, you can actually do that with Cleaner. We'll do it. It's a horrible UI, but it will output multiple formats simultaneously. There's a couple other apps that'll do it. But most of them have really horrible UI.
Yeah, you want it to be, you know, just easy, point click, done.
But I'm sure the fact that he works for Microsoft Video Studio,
and he knows some people.
He's a compression guy too, so it probably doesn't hurt.
Now, Andrew, are you more onto the hardware side of things than the software?
I'm into everything. If it's, I mean, if it has to do with technology, I'm into it. Even if it's, you know, breaking news about like industry and law and, you know, anything that has to do with technology, I'm in it.
Now, you brought a bag of tricks with you. I'm assuming.
It's not really a bag of tricks, but I mean, actually, the bag is something that I would put into a bag of tricks if I had a bag of tricks. This is a Tom Bin brain cell bag.
Okay.
And Tom Bin is a guy that lives locally in Washington, and he makes bags. All his materials are American made.
So you can officially say you only have one brain cell.
There you go. Yes.
But what's good one, Jake. Good one.
What's cool about this bag is that he makes them in different sizes to fit different laptops, and I think he makes them in Apple sizes. So this fits my 12. Chris is playing with my PSP.
Sorry, I can't
as
help
I speak.
It. Do you have the new 2.0 firmware?
Not yet.
It's coming out. What,
it's
next
coming
week?
Out next week along with the white PSP.
A white PSP.
White PSP.
You know, I think I like the black.
The black is
really
good,
like,
but it shows off fingerprints really well.
Oh, that's true.
See, but the white gets scratched up really easily.
That's true, like your iPod.
Yeah.
Which you don't have.
So, no, I do not have an iPod. I do not own one. No, so the bag is basically...
Let me tell people about this bag.
Yeah.
So there's you put your laptop into the bag's pocket, and inside the bag internally, between the pocket and the outside of the bag is an air pocket. So... I've never dropped my laptop in this, but they've done demos where you can put eggs in this thing and just drop it from really high and the eggs don't break. And it's really cool also because this bag can go into any of their larger bags. They make large, you know, briefcase type bags, and there's
like
two,
the Russian doll thing where you can
And there's two slots here so that it'll fit into the bag, and it's like it just becomes like almost like a Transformer or a Voltron.
Wow.
Becomes part of the new bag, and
that's
you can
great.
Keep your laptop protected from all your other stuff.
That's amazing. Now how much did that run you?
The brain cell,
if you can just guesstimate,
I believe is like $60.
Oh, that's pretty good.
70. It's a great value.
And you had that. Was it specifically designed for your PowerBook?
Yes, they make three or four different sizes, and I think they. I mean, a lot of their clientele is Apple based, just because Apple people like to be chic and stuff like that.
Well, why is the color red? Why wouldn't it be like a white or black?
They actually have. It's really cool. They have. All sorts of vibrant colors. It's amazing. If you go to tombin.com, his last name is B-I-H-N, they have like bright red, deep purple, like a forest green, a royal blue, like all these amazing colors that you can choose from.
Do you have to call it royal blue?
I like to.
Okay.
I don't even know if they do, but yeah, I like to use
the
that
blue,
word.
A blue.
And,
so that's
so, yeah,
the case. All right.
My wife actually made fun of this bag.
Because I would too.
She
really would.
She said that it looks like I'm delivering pizza.
It does. It's red. It's like this. Oh my god! Yeah, you are. It's a small pizza.
A small
like
pizza. A personal pan pizza.
There you go. So I brought up you pulled out the PSP. I couldn't help myself. But
okay.
You know, I've got one, but you just have to touch it.
Of
if
course.
It's in the room.
You
it's
can't
like
help
raw.
It.
They just announced the second version of the firmware.
That's right. 2.0.
Actually, yeah. Well
there's,
second
there's
revision.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Many revisions, but 2.0 essentially.
Yes.
So it now boasts. A full-on web browser.
Full web browser. I'm not sure how that's going to work because, I mean, obviously you don't have a keyboard, but it's there.
But you could scroll. I mean, you could point and click.
But I mean, as far as, you know, there's no touch screen, so as far as typing, you know, that might be a little mundane, but it's good nonetheless.
Yeah.
And it's also going to have a photo swapping feature, wireless photo swapping, and I'm not really sure, you know, what that would be used for. Like, two people with a PSP meet each other, hey, let me, you know, swap pictures with me.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Business card images, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, but I mean, how many businessmen do you know that'll be like, hey, take out your PSP and let's swap cards, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but geeks are going to have cool-looking cards, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
You know, now what someone needs to do, and I don't believe I'm giving this away, but make, like, PSP feeds, like a website where it's easily you know, you can import your OPML and organize your feeds directly from a PSP screen.
For a PSP format?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Format.
That'd be nice.
You know, just specifically for it. That's all it's there for. Although that would just be, I'm sure, just an incredible kludge with username, password, cookies. I don't know how that would work.
it's a great,
a kludge.
The screen is awesome.
No, it's a fantastic screen.
So
I mean,
there's
a lot
of things you can
one.
Do for it.
And it also supports with the TKIP key WPA encryption.
Yes.
But is that just 802.11b or is that G? Because I think this is only B.
I don't remember what the PSP is. I thought it was G as well as B. I might be wrong. Mm. But a lot of people complained when it first came out about how it wasn't supporting WPA. And people weren't going to revert their networks back to WEP just for their PSP.
Yeah.
A lot of acronyms.
So another thing was just announced tonight. And Andrew, you probably didn't see this on your way over. But the official name for the Longhorn operating system.
I have not heard
the
yet.
The next version of the operating system that was once known as Windows, well, it's still going to be Windows.
Okay.
Take a guess. Just give me
okay,
some stats.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm
going to
go with Microsoft Windows 2017?
No. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Good guess.
How about Windows 2006?
No.
7?
No. No numbers. There's no numbers in this.
Really?
One. Yep, no
Windows
numbers.
Windows BS?
Close. Close. No, it's actually Microsoft Windows Vista.
What?
Yeah. Vista.
Can we look up the definition of the word Vista?
V-I-S-T-A. Let's look it up right now.
Something tells me that means home.
Answer.com.
I think it has something to do with mountains.
Vista, a view? Isn't a vista a view when they call it a vista? All right, let's find out. Tell me about Vista.
Just wait for the chat room to answer. We don't need to look it up.
Let's see here. A distant... Oh, whoa, this is bad. A distant view or prospect. That's
wow.
What it starts out with here. I can't think of a more apt name. That's kind of scary, especially one seen through an opening as between rows of buildings or trees, an avenue or other passage affording such a view, awareness of a range of time, events, or subjects.
So Longhorn is something that you can see from Mount Olympus over there.
Yeah. I think that's kind of bad, though. That's bad branding. A distant view or prospect. Boy, they hit the nail on the
head. Maybe they should have called it Microsoft Windows iPod.
that would have probably worked. Sold a hell of a lot more.
Windows iPod / PSP
Windows
Apple.
POD.
Well, you know, actually, Apple should probably rename their operating system to iPod. Because that's pretty much what it is, you know?
It's a big iPod.
It's a gateway for iPod.
Well, then Microsoft could use it and sell their Longhorn system, Microsoft OS X.
Well, one of the whole... selling points of the Xbox 360 is the fact that it will work with your iPod. They're actually touting the fact that it will work with your iPod.
I have heard that, and I've also heard people say that Apple is going to be firmwaring it up so that does not happen.
That is stupid. That's incredibly stupid.
Well, I mean, think about it. Apple, Microsoft. I agree it's stupid, but
You know what?
It's put it past jobs.
Then that's waiting to be hacked. That's waiting to be hacked. As soon as you stop the community from doing something, that's exactly when they kick it into high
gear
and hack it.
That's
exactly
right.
When. I mean, people were doing it with the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
They were hacking the hell. They're still hacking the hell out of it, even with the firmware upgrades.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's hacker friendly.
Yeah, and the Xbox 360 is going to be amazing.
Now, why do you think it's going to be good?
Well, I know you have a Windows Media Center, don't you?
Yeah, 2005.
Okay, I've never had one, but this might be the system that makes me get one because I was at E3 when they were kind of showing off the different features, and aside from the games and the graphics and, you know, the free Xbox Live for people that don't want to pay on weekends, the fact that you can use it as an extender, not just to view your media, but to actually watch your content, be it standard or high-definition TV, and have your... It's always connected to the internet, so all your buddies can see where you're at. And if you're watching TV and someone wants to play you in a game of, say, Halo 3... they can invite you to a game, and while you're watching, you know, Lost on, you know, on your HDTV.
Or Beauty and the Geek.
Or what have you, yes. A little icon will appear on your TV saying that you've been invited to a game.
Oh,
and you
boy.
Can pick up either the Xbox 360 controller or the remote and hit a button, and it'll shrink your TV show and bring up the Xbox 360 dashboard. And you can, you know, kind of chat with your friend and say, not right now, I'm at a, you know, a crucial scene.
See, that would get annoying. I mean, that would get annoying.
Well, yeah,
real
if you have a big buddy list, it would. But, I mean, just being able to go from watching TV to pressing a button to jumping into a game is amazing.
You know, it would be great, and it would be a power toy that, you know, everyone would use, and it wouldn't, no one would really get it. But, like, the same concept, only for dating. So, like, you're watching TV, and all of a sudden, cute bunny girl 614 would like to ask you out on a date. And then it switches over, and then it's a webcam, and you're video conferencing.
Yeah,
and
Cute Bunny Girl and Wacky Pixel.
Yeah.
The
downside. How'd you know it was Wacky Pixel?
I listened to your podcast.
Oh, man, that's scary.
Circle Perfect.
The downside to that is...
That's scary, dude. Hang on. I can't get over... Okay, anyway.
If you don't come across... If you don't give good webcam, they're going to back out of the date.
That's true.
And yeah, you always have to be dressed really nice at home at all times.
Yeah, I do, always. You know, I tuck in my t-shirt every once
great.
In a while. Yeah, thanks. And of course, tonight, as we fade into obscurity, we'll be playing a recording that Ponzi and I did today of our house hunting adventures. And
any arguments in that one?
Oh, what do you think?
That's awesome. You know, you gave me a good idea.
It's a given.
I am thinking of starting another site kind of based upon that. I don't want to give too much away. Nothing to do with technology.
Yeah, of course.
But
we do. I don't know if the phone lines are open or if they're busied out right now, but if you'd like to call in, 888-7474-556. That's 888-PERILLO, P-I-R-I-L-L-O. We're here with Andrew Edwards of GearLive.com. If you have been pondering getting a new gadget or two, maybe he might know which way you want to go.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. So what was your most recent acquisition?
Wow.
Hardware or software? I'll open the playing field there.
Hard to say. I guess it would be, if you want to talk about a gadget, you're probably not going to be happy to hear this, but it was the XV6600.
Why am I not? Oh, the AudioVox.
Yeah, this AudioVox
dude,
phone.
Dude, it sucks.
Well, it's actually, I like it.
No, dude, it's,
I like
trust
the DVDO.
Me. Use it for a while. Just trust me, Andrew. Trust me on this. Ponzi, she's ready to chuck it. It's reset on her 4 times. She's not doing anything special.
Okay.
We're done with the Pocket PC as far as the phone goes. I'm ready to trade it in. I'm looking for a replacement. And unfortunately, I got to go through Verizon. I mean, unless
you want to pay to get out of Verizon.
Right. And yeah. I mean, I'm looking for a good cell phone. I'm looking for just a great cell phone that can synchronize with Outlook. I would love it to be Nokia, but I don't know if I can use Verizon in a Nokia phone. I don't know how all that stuff works.
Who's carrying that Nokia phone with the 3 gig or 4
gig
hard drive?
The N91? It's the N91.
Ooh, that's probably going to be Singular.
Is it Singular?
They get all the awesome phones.
Yeah, because Singular service sucks.
Yeah,
yeah, but they get the awesome phones.
Can I just get a phone?
I mean, if you want a cool phone, I mean, Singular goes for the Gen Y X, and they just bring on the best phones. Like,
yeah.
As far as features, you know, they throw features into them. Verizon kind of takes a laid-back approach, and they kind of want their network to work right, so they don't really go for the
Well, okay, so as far as, like, Verizon goes, I was actually looking at the 815E from... Motorola, yeah, because that's brand new. People like
right.
it. They've been comparing it to the earlier version, which was the 715, or was the one that you're using right now, or we're using
V710. I don't think it's
It's not an update
that.
To that. Okay, so it's completely different.
Yeah.
Like series. I'm just looking for something that's got basic functionality. I would love to be able to use it as a modem.
Right.
So that I don't have to pay for the Verizon EVDO
exactly.
National Access Card.
That was the main point to me getting that phone was they've brought out these I think there was a Motorola that you're talking about, the Samsung, and one other, I think it was also an AudioVox, 3 new EVDO phones, but the main point of those phones is for their new VCast service.
Yeah.
And that's just watching TV on your cell phone, and it's like
who really wants
to do that?
You can do the same thing with Orb Networks anyway.
Right, but I mean, on a little screen, I mean, I know it's high speed, you know, when you have EVDO, but who is going to sit there with their cell phone watching TV and, like, mini episodes of 24 and stuff like that they're shooting exclusively for this service and things like that?
Well, that's the problem, and I even run into the same problem with HDTV, is if it has to be formatted specifically for that, you lose out on, like, 90% of what you would want.
Right, exactly.
Because they're not offering you enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I think Verizon's into creating their own software and services, and that's frustrating. Because I wanted the i730 as an upgrade to the i700,
right.
But it doesn't have a camera right now. I don't know. I hear they're going to be releasing one with a camera at some point in the future.
I heard that too.
But at that point, I don't even know if I'm going to be sticking with the Pocket PC. I'm sick of it. This one, when I want to answer the phone, it doesn't want to answer.
Well, what are your choices? I mean, it really, if you want a combination device, you either have Pocket PC or Palm. And I mean, Palm is a mess.
I'm done with
they're
Palm.
A mess. They just became Palm again. But, you know, they're trying to restructure. But yeah, they're no good. You have Pocket PC. All these devices are 2003. Maybe Pocket PC 2005. If we can get these upgraded, might be better.
The Trio, for all of Palm's shortcomings, now supports Napster to go through a third-party app.
So I heard.
Nice.
Yeah, now to be able to stream that over EVDO, that'd be great. Because
they're not EVDO phones, though.
Oh.
The Trio.
No, they sure aren't.
Then that's just kind of that one away.
Because, yeah. Because it's like everything else that Palm does. It's about 4 years behind the curve. Well, someday we'll get.
I would totally get. Ponzi's got an App Store account. We kind of share it at this point. You know, we have it running everywhere that we've got, you know, a machine hooked up. And
right.
I want to listen to something, I pop over and pull it up. But that is a perfect argument for getting a subscription service. Because no matter where you're at, if you're on the road or whatever, you can like, oh, what's the new album? You don't need to carry it. The iPod is officially dead at that point. It's officially dead.
At that point, if someone else does it first. Apple's been a leader in this. I mean, if someone's going to do it and do it right, I see Apple taking that market.
Yeah, but Apple would have to create, and don't get me wrong, if Apple does create a cell phone, I'm probably gonna be first in line for that one.
There have been rumors that they're gonna create their own cell service.
I kid you not, I would be first in line.
They would have to have the service in order to pull it off, because the thing is, if they don't control the experience end to end, it will not be a good experience.
And people will complain.
Right, exactly. Like
if
a lot of
anything,
people
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say a lot of people are looking forward to this iTunes phone from Motorola, and there have been some shots leaked of it, or at least one of them, and it just looks like, you know, so what? You know, they don't want to give it a lot of space because they don't want it to bite into the iPod Shuffle and above lines and things like that. So Motorola, I mean, if Apple controlled...
Apple's got to have it, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Apple's got to have it. And I tell you, you know, if anything's going to move people away from Windows Vista, now I can call it that, Windows Vista... It's going to be a more comprehensive consumer electronics experience.
Yeah.
And Microsoft's, you know, they're really stepping up to the plate with the new version of the Media Center that's out this fall, right around the same time as the Xbox 360.
Right.
Of course, that's going to have HD content, apparently, you know, better digital content, and be ready for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's pretty much why they're doing it.
Yeah, and it's great. And that's at the point where, you know, I will be... using that exclusively as far as the content controlling. Because right now I have a Comcast digital cable box.
Right.
I want to replace that all with just a media center. But the media center currently does not handle HDTV easily.
Unless you have an over-the-air tuner.
Right.
And then you don't get all the other HDTV.
Right, and you don't get the other stuff. You don't get the digital cable stuff.
Right.
So it's a kludge. You know, I want that one machine broadcasting all throughout the house so I don't have to buy a box. The tuner... is the decoder. That's
right.
All I want.
Right.
And you know, maybe it's just me. Are you the same way?
Me?
Would you rather have just one device, or would you rather have like 17?
No. I want one device. And I'm waiting for the media center to support the interactive cable card, which I'm hearing should be in the next version as well.
And what cable card is that?
Cable card is it's a technology where you don't need a cable box. Mm-hmm. You don't need a go-between. You can connect the cable straight into your media center, and then the cable card has all your account information. And right now, cable card is just one way. So you can put it in and receive, but you can't order pay-per-view and things like that. You have to use the phone. So they're coming out with interactive cable card, and the next version of media center should be supporting that.
Oh,
so
genius.
You don't even need to have a Comcast box.
Yeah, that's what I want, because the Comcast interface sucks. I want a great experience. I just want one box that shares throughout the network. I'll buy extenders all over. I'll buy an Xbox for every room. I don't care. It's great. I mean, seriously, the Xbox 360 is really – it's slicker than snot. It's a DVD player. It's a game player. Why would you just buy an extender? You know, you're going to have a DVD player anyway. You might as well buy just another Xbox.
Yeah, I won't use
everything.
It as a DVD player. I mean, I don't use
– Why? Why wouldn't you use it as a DVD player?
Well, my DVD player is also a TiVo. So, I mean, the DVD player that I have is it's a DVD player Pioneer with also TiVo integrated into it.
Okay.
So it's one unit. And I mean...
Yeah, but okay, at the point where you're just recording from one box and you're able to broadcast HDTV signals everywhere throughout your house, why wouldn't you replace it? Because you've got the recorder, you've got the TiVo functionality, plus...
Yeah. Well, you're right. I just wasn't too impressed with the current Xbox's DVD playback.
Oh, I agree.
So that's probably why I'm kind of leery about it.
Hopefully they will have improved that by then. I think both Jake and I are going to go into meet Major. I met Major Nelson on did you see the Rainier circle around that I took with Boeing's connection?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was an amazing. Oh, the video didn't even capture.
I was envious.
Oh, my God. You would not. I swear to God, you could have reached out and touched the mountain. I mean, we were
awesome.
So close. And the video, you know, I captured high quality, 640 by 480, you know, stereo, 44 kilohertz sound. I mean, just an amazing quality. But it didn't come close to capturing the feeling that you had just staring. You're looking at the mountain. It's like,
yeah,
right there.
That's awesome.
So incredibly cool. So I'm hoping that they will do an Xbox 360 gaming, like Halo 2 tournament in the sky. Maybe fly us to somewhere and just play Halo all the way through. Because they've got a big plasma screen in the plane.
So is this a fleet of planes that they're making?
No, it's kind of a test service, a test case. But it was, yeah, I've got kind of a basic overview of the flight that will be happening after we're done. In probably that'll be coming up in about another hour or so.
Okay.
So we do have a call on the line. This is Chris from the chat room. And Chris, you're on the air.
Hello.
If your name is Chris.
No, not Chris.
Oh, you're not Chris.
No, you're Chris.
Okay, well.
What is your name?
I don't have your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Ted.
Ted. Okay. Hi, Ted. I apologize, Ted. I just like the name Chris. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
I'm kind of attached to it.
Yeah. Okay. Earlier, a few minutes ago, you were talking about cell phones.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, we were talking about cell phones.
I'm on my cell phone, so you have to bear with me a minute.
It's okay.
Let me.
Just don't. Yeah, but what service are you using? So we can blame the service.
He just laughs when you ask him the question.
I can't blame the service. I work for him.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. What are you going to tell us now? Are you coming to defend?
No. I just work for him. I don't.
you're not in PR then.
It's just a job.
No, yeah. No. I'm in technical support.
Ah, okay.
Okay. I work for Singular.
Singular, okay.
Yeah. You were talking about cell phones, what cell phones are coming out, what cell phones are on the horizon, and I just want to let you know a good place to look for that is a site that we use at the call center a lot. It's called phonescoop.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that site.
That has, I mean, just all kinds of information that we use in the call center.
Phonescoop.com. We'll make sure that we put that in the show notes that we've got going on in the wiki, wiki.lockernome.com.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just just a wealth of information on the carriers, on the phones that the carriers are coming out. It has reviews of all the phones. Just all kinds of stuff. So if you want anything? I want to know anything about phones? Go there.
Well, you're obviously eating your own dog food, and you probably get it paid for. At least I'd hope you did. I mean,
right now.
Okay, let me put.
Do you get complimentary service just because you work there?
Somewhat, yeah, I get complimentary service just for working there.
So now what phone are you using right now? And is it any good?
Actually, I have the Motorola V551.
What do you think?
I love it.
Now, why do you love it?
It's I don't know. I've never had any problems with it as far as signal. The only reason I am right now is because I'm inside my apartment, and you can always have problems when you're inside.
Sure.
Plus, there's a storm happening right now. But anyway.
There's a storm. Where are you calling from?
South Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Pascagoula. You remember that name?
Yes, I do. I remember saying that, actually, or trying to say that on the air when I was hosting on Tech TV. Was it you who called me?
No, that wasn't me that called. I had called on your first podcast there.
Oh, that's what... I remember saying the name before.
Yeah.
You always run into problems.
Somebody from Pascagoula called Tech TV, too, which was an embarrassing moment.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've had plenty of those, believe me, and my life is far from over, or at least I hope.
Oh yeah,
that's why people have asked Ponzi when Ponzi and I are getting married, and we're not holding it off indefinitely, but we're right now. If you believe in superstition, all that weird stuff, right now we're in the year of the rooster, and
right. You
don't get married in the year of the rooster because the husband, or I'm sorry, the woman, the female, will become a widow. If you get married in the year of the rooster.
Wow.
So,
not a good thing.
No, it isn't. So we're kind of cautious. In fact, you know, the house that we're looking for, we're into numerology. Well, I'm not.
I would just do it then.
Right,
if
yeah.
If that's the case, I would just do it.
No, dude, I don't want to die. What the hell's wrong with you, dude? No.
Just pick one where the wife becomes a widower, see?
Yeah, you know, that's what I'd be going for. But unfortunately,
the husband becomes a widower. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out. We're thinking maybe towards the end of next year, because after we're past this rooster business, you know, whenever the moon is in the right house and with the numbers being, because numerology is also a big thing. They say this all.
Yeah.
They do these things.
Jupiter's in line with Mercury.
Feng Shui has to be just right.
I don't know. Maybe the moon's in Uranus. I don't know. It could be. one of those crazy things, you know. So anyway, no, thanks for the link tip there.
Yeah,
Ted.
Definitely. That's I mean, it's just got tons of information on it.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Because I'm literally, I'm ready to toss this Pocket PC. We're ready to chuck them. I'm ready to get something as simple as Nokia, but unfortunately, I say that I'm on Verizon. Yeah. Good network, okay. Solid network.
Well, I mean, you're in what? You're in Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna sound stupid. Is that east or west?
That west. No, Washington State. So we're west.
West, okay.
Yeah, we're out west.
That's why Singular sucks for you.
Oh, really? Now, why is that?
Because we don't have a whole lot of coverage up in the northwestern areas. That's going to change since Singular purchased AT&T Wireless.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's still not working right. Yeah, that was a while ago.
But that was only in November now. You got to think of how many towers have to get converted over.
So the people that are currently, that were on AT&T, they're not really on Singular's network?
Most of them, no. They're still
okay.
Pulling off of what we call the blue network. Singular's network is called the orange network. Now, I can go in and I can switch them on most occasions if the coverage is better for orange.
So wait, can you switch me then? Could you give me a deal where I can get out of Verizon's contract and get over to Singular? You don't have that power.
I don't have that power. I'm just technical support. But
come on, Ted. I put you on the air.
I wish I could. I do. I really do wish I could. But to be honest with you, even if you do get a Singular account, because you're in Washington, I can't access it.
Oh.
Because I only have access to the Southeast United
States.
Well, it doesn't move to Washington. It's easier to pronounce than Pascagoula.
Yes, it is. But, I've been here too long. I can't go nowhere.
Pascagoula almost sounds like one of those fusion recipes where you Thai noodle and spaghetti
sauce.
Food. Yeah, a Pascagoula. I'll take a Pascagoula with some Chianti.
Well, I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so that's where I call home.
There we go.
That's a little easier.
Fair enough. Well, thanks again for calling, Ted. Appreciate you listening. Tuning in.
All right. Well, thanks for your show, man.
Hey, no problem. We do it every single week.
You know what? You just made me think of, you know how car dealerships always have these, you know, great deals on different things. It would be really smart for a cell phone company to say, you know, for the month of August, transfer to our service and we will cover the cancellation fee of the competing network you're on.
Oh, man. That would be killer.
Can you imagine, like, Singular doing that? That would be awesome.
They used to do that.
Did they really?
Yeah. It's been probably a few years since I've seen that happen, but I think I actually switched once from a company to another company. Specifically because they were offering me a deal and I wanted a cooler phone.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome if Singular would say, hey, you know, we'll cover the $175 termination fee, come to us, get a free phone.
Dude, I would totally do that.
Sweet.
I mean, I can't complain about Verizon. They've been very good with billing, unlike AT&T was. No, AT&T was a nightmare. But the phone selection is really the limiting factor. I'm tired of the carriers telling me what I can do. I want to pick the phone. And then choose whatever service I want. That's the way it should be.
Not only that, but I want to be able to pick the phone and do the things with the phone that the manufacturer says I can do. Not what you say I can do, because you have a downloadable service. That means I can't use Bluetooth to get things off my computer.
How do you get around that? How can you get around that? I mean,
there's hacks. There's always hacks.
I mean, could you buy the phone and then get it to work with the service?
You can also.
How?
It's a lot of money. You can hit eBay.
What do you mean it's a lot of money?
Okay, for example, if you go to Verizon, sign up for a 2-year contract, and say you get they give you a free phone.
Yeah.
Or they give you a phone for $100. Well, if that same phone that you would go and purchase on your own, unlocked, would be $400 to $500. Now, is it really worth it, the extra $300 to $400 so that you can have, you know, uncrippled Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Or would you rather get the free phone and then, you know, do a search on the internet, find a hack, and then do it that way.
Well, maybe I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. I would love to get the new Pocket PC. I'm about done with it, ready to chuck it. But that's what's so beautiful. The Motorola could sync with Outlook with a cable, so I can get my contacts in there. That's all I really care about.
Right.
And then I could set it up to even email me my appointments. Like, there's software that you can download for free that will email you appointments and whatnot, which is very handy. It's kind of a, you know, poor man's PIM.
So we just had a caller let us know that apparently there was an article on Dig last week that said that if you let the carrier know that you've moved to an area where they have no service, they will supposedly drop the termination fee, which I'm guessing only works if you don't have to prove that you really moved.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you go to...
It sounds like an urban legend to me.
You go to any kiosk and they have coverage maps.
Although, you know, it wouldn't be that hard to Photoshop like a power bill or something.
Or to pull up Google Maps.
Oh, yeah, so you can actually lie about your location.
Yeah.
Nice. I live in a, what, where's that guy call from again?
I mean, for
Pascagoula.
Yeah, I live
bucks,
there.
For $5 a month, you could add a temporary phone line to Vonage.
That's right.
Anywhere in the world.
That's
pretty
right.
Much.
Pretty much.
Check the caller ID. I did call from Pascagoula.
Yeah, but you know what sucks about Vonage, though, is the soft phone costs extra.
Yes, this is true.
Well, that kind of upset me. I was ready to use the soft phone on the Boeing service, and I realized, oh, wait, I can't just download it. I have to pay extra to
get
it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, their soft phone costs extra. And I'm trying to figure out, though, because I think they are I could be completely wrong about this because I didn't really care when I signed up, but I think that they're a SIP service. So you might be able to figure out a way to hack that new Project Gizmo to get it to work. But I could be entirely wrong.
Gizmo is awesome.
And Gizmo, I think, could be the Skype killer.
Now, why do you say, Andrew,
Gizmo.
Why do you say that Gizmo is awesome? Now,
okay.
I'm assuming you're comparing this to Skype.
Yes, I am. On Gear Live, we have a podcast, the Gear Live Podcast. We do it once a week.
Original name.
And back to once a week again. Skype was excellent. The sound quality was good, and, you know, it just worked, as they say. And then Gizmo came out, and I had me and my editors download it. And what didn't impress me is that it didn't have an IM client built in, so it's strictly VoIP. But what was cool was that somebody started breaking up, and actually that somebody was me. And I don't know why, because I have 8.0 up and 768 down. But anyway, Comcast.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So I started breaking up, and we were like, okay, well, how are we going to finish this podcast? Because I can hear myself fine, but everybody, no one can hear what the heck I'm saying. So we realized that you can actually call. I called a Seattle number, and it said, you know, you're connected to the SEP network. Dial in, you know, what IM party you want to get into. And it was like 222 Gear Live or something like that. So I dial that number into the phone, and now I'm talking on my phone with these people that are talking, you know, through VoIP on their computer, and my voice is perfect. And now, in the last, that was the first podcast that we did. The last one, all of us called in, and it was great. I mean, we're all talking on our phones. We can hear each other perfectly. The recording sounded great. It skipped maybe five times, like it would skip a word. But aside from that, it was great. One of the words it skipped, though, made a big difference in the podcast because we were talking about, I don't know if you guys saw the Optimus OLED keyboard.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, dude. But is it real? I mean, is that just a...
It is real. It is real. And they're going to try to get it here in the U.S. Sometime next year between $200 and $300.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm buying it, dude.
but when we were talking
one.
About it, it skipped, and we said it would be between $2 and $3.
Oh, no.
Because it skipped the 100 part. But yeah, that OLED, if you guys haven't seen it,
it's the Optimus.
It's on Gear Live. Optimus, search for Optimus or search for OLED.
Well, on Gear Live, the site that doesn't exist right now.
It's up. I just checked.
Okay.
It is back up. This keyboard, it's a standard keyboard that, you know, full size, but instead of, you know, plastic, each individual key has its own OLED screen. And you can think about that as like an LCD screen or, you know, just a miniature a screen. And they're all backlit. And
oh man, that was so
it's awesome because you can have like a shortcut button to iTunes, and it'll have the iTunes icon on it, and you can press that button, and if you want, the keyboard will change all of its keys into like an iTunes control panel, or, you know, a video game, or, you know, anything, Photoshop. It's awesome. And we were kind of talking about that, and, you know, there's actually going to be an external power supply for it, which kind of sucks, just because of all the screens. But like, imagine having like a screensaver go across your keyboard, and you have Qbert jumping from key to key,
oh,
and your iTunes song scrolling across your spacebar. It's gonna be sick. I've never lusted after a keyboard like
this.
Yeah,
I know, dude. That's gonna totally change.
I want to fly to Russia right now.
Everyone's gonna buy one.
It's gonna be awesome,
dude. Everyone's going to have. I mean, it's not even gonna be a question.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to have.
I don't care if the keyboard sucks. I mean, no, I'm serious. Like, I've been using a Microsoft Internet Keyboard Pro,
mm-hmm.
which is not manufactured anymore, but it's the one that I really like the most. And if there's anything that's going to get me to switch, it's going to be that. Because imagine launching Photoshop and then pressing a button or whatever and having it map to all your shortcuts. Oh, when I hold down Control, it remaps to these are the functions that happen with Control. These are the functions that happen with Control. Man,
mm-hmm.
Or
you can be playing like a video game, a first-person shooter, and like one of your buttons will have like a little icon of like a rocket launcher on it. It's just, you know, it's just cool.
Man. I can't believe that. That's OLED. People are going to be sold on it. Someone brought up a point. I posted an animated GIF image next to my post about the power problems that we had here this week. Lost all our food in the refrigerator. And the animated GIF that I had was just this guy banging away at a keyboard, and then it turns into bloody stumps because he's pounding away, and he starts slamming his head against the keyboard, and it's disgusting. But someone had made a comment, like, that's why I wish there could be animated GIFs on T-shirts. And if anything's going to do it, it's going to be OLED.
Yeah.
So imagine having T-shirts that are animated like that. Mm-hmm. That loop. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the thin paper screens that, like, they have in Japan?
No, I've never seen one up close. I've only seen pictures.
They're sweet. I mean, they're not out for consumers yet, but they're paper thin, and they're displays, and you can bend them and everything.
How far away do you think we are from that stuff? I mean, really. I mean, it's all to me, it's like proof of concept.
I'm gonna say if we lived in Japan or Korea or Hong Kong, I'd say within the next 2 or 3 years.
So U.S. in about another 10?
I don't know why, but I mean, we get killed in things like that.
The OLED keyboard, if they release it in the States, I'm guaranteed they will run out. Like, those things are going to sell like mad.
Yeah.
Like, hotcakes. Like, I'm serious. Like, they've made it. They've got the proof of concept. Microsoft would be insane not to buy them, not to license
somebody.
It, you know, someone.
Well, they actually said it's going to be an open source.
Oh my God.
The SDK is an open source keyboard. So anybody can, you know, release an SDK and a map for their certain program. So it doesn't have to be, you know, someone purchased.
So we've got Edwin on the air. Now, you know this guy?
Yeah, Edwin. This is my good friend from when we were little kids. And this is the guy that got the ticket.
Oh, Edwin, you got the ticket.
That's me.
So you're in New York.
I'm in New York, yep.
And so have you felt any of this backlash, too? I mean, obviously involved with Gear Live.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, it's kind of like we're out of work. We can't get anything posted, and you know, it's kind of cool. You know, I didn't. It's funny, when I posted, I didn't realize what I had done exactly. You know, it's just like how can I say it? I just thought it was a kind of a cool thing that happened to me, and I used technology to help me out, and that was it. Next thing you know, I guess I was speaking for like all of America for in just tickets.
Wow. So have you received any emails about other people who have, you know, thought about doing the same thing or had done the same thing?
I think I've seen a couple of comments on sites, not necessarily about using technology. I've heard about some people getting some aerial views, like satellite photos of places that they have been ticketed. I think they use like acme.com or something like that. But otherwise, I mean, nobody's physically said yet I used, you know, my laptop to get me out of this.
Well, if you look at the slashdot comments, there's, I mean, I don't know about a laptop, but almost every slashdot comment on this story is about how people have gotten out of tickets. And so it's actually a really cool tool now. If you go to that post on Slashdot, not only do you get Edwin's story, but you get a bunch of tips from hundreds of people on how to get out different types of tickets. It's great.
So now, Edwin, what do you plan on doing to kind of parlay on this success?
To kind of what?
Parlay the success.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Well, Andrew was mentioning to me someone who was writing a book on Google hacks.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, O'Reilly.
Right. So he kind of was interested in
Google hacks in general.
Okay.
So they're going to put that in there.
Oh, you mean a second version of the Google Hacks book? Yeah.
Yep, and I'm going to be doing a show tonight too. It's going to be on XM and Sirius Radio. I assume that they'll want to know about my 15 minutes as well.
Who's that with?
It's Dave Hendrick.
David Lawrence.
I'll tell you right now. Let me. Go to laptop. I have the feed going on in that room, and I just don't want it to cause any type
talking
of,
over. Sure.
Let's see here.
Oh, we'll play someone else's show on ours. Why not?
All right. Let me just double check that right here. David. David
curious.
Lawrence show.
Yeah, it is the David Lawrence. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I figured as much. Well, tell David we said hi.
We will do.
David and I go way back. Way back.
Is like, it good or bad?
Long before there was a Google. No, it's good. It's all good. You can tell him we scooped him, though. You can tell him we had you on the air first.
That's right.
He'll be frustrated, and he'll kick and scream. But not
I'll
really.
I'll be sure to let him know. I actually talked to him just a little while ago, but I didn't realize I was going to call in. Actually, I tried to call in. I was like, oh, it's busy. Oh, my goodness. I'll never pick up the phone.
Have David play back the WAV file of me burping.
Yeah, I'm sure he has that.
Is that like built into his
console?
Readily
available for his show.
No, nice. he's got it like at an arm's length away. I mean, he uses the soundbite every so often. It's good. It's actually.
He uses the OLED keyboard. For,
yeah,
you know, just push one button. It has like a big P on it, big CP.
So, what was your most recent gadget acquisition?
Believe it or not, the laptop that got me out of the ticket.
Oh, so did you have a laptop before then, or was that your?
No, that was my first. Mainly, I just work on desktops just for the sheer price point and flexibility a little bit. So
is that about to change?
What's that?
Is that about to change? Like,
I can't hear you.
Is that about to change?
Oh, absolutely. I think I think probably most of the editors at Gear Life have talked about Macintosh so much, and I've worked on Macs, so I'll probably end up getting myself also. I don't know. I was thinking about an iBook. Maybe a PowerBook, who knows? Currently it was an Acer that I got off Newegg, which I also wrote an article incidentally about how hard it was to get the laptop into my hands before July 4th weekend.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It
was a nightmare.
Acer is not exactly known for their quality, so to speak.
And honestly, I can't say that I'm super happy 100% with it right now, but... Hey,
that's because it has 256 megabytes of RAM.
that's probably it. But
250? Do they even sell those anymore?
Apparently, they do.
I had to special order it.
So, are you planning on taking Google Maps with you no matter where you go from this point forward?
It's like my homepage now. Like, hey, there you go.
Now, has Google itself recognized you in any kind of way? Like any PR?
Well, no, not besides crawling all the other sites.
Wow.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, but, not yet.
But
not
you think Sergey has seen you? Do you have a feeling?
He's had to. It's everywhere. I mean, you look on Technorati and see how many people linked to it's amazing.
Insane.
We've never had this many people linked to us at once.
Wow. Which is good.
It's great. Well, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're nowhere right now.
Yeah.
You don't. Well, you do kind of
well,
exist,
I'm back
I
now,
guess.
But
yeah. Unfortunately, like I said, I was trying to link to it, but there was nothing to really link to at this point. I mean, well, at the point where I was going to promo the fact that you're going to be here.
Right.
Which we usually only do the day of because that's when most people are like, oh, yeah, that's the show tonight.
Because
if you do it too early, then they forget about it.
Right.
So you got to do it like right then, right there when people are paying attention.
Right.
So good luck on the David Lawrence show, Edwin.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
All right. Take care, guys.
Good luck. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So he's calling from New York.
Yes.
Are you from New York originally, Sam?
I am originally from New York City, yes.
Because you're wearing a New York shirt.
Oh, yes, I am. I have to represent whenever I can.
So what the hell brought you to Seattle?
Well, funny story. Edwin and my wife, Monica, were friends on the internet. And Monica's mother lived in New Jersey, and she came out to visit her mom. And I met her. And we kind of hit it off. She moved to New York from here. And we lived there for about a year. And then she wanted to move back home. And I was working for a .com startup, Boo.com, which a lot of people know was the first major bust of the .com. It pretty much started it.
Boo?
Boo. BOO.com. Big site back. It was global. They had like offices in Nigeria and stuff. It was insane. So anyways, so she moved back here. And I wanted to wait for my stock options to vest. But... that didn't happen. So I was just like, well, I guess I'll move out there. And the plan was, we live in Olympia. It's a total culture shock from New York City to Olympia, Washington, by the way. But the plan was we move back here for, you know, a little bit and move back. But now, instead of going back to New York, we're going to move up here to Seattle. Because,
why?
Well, as I've gotten into technology and, you know, internet and things like that, it just seems like everybody who I want to be in contact with lives here in Seattle. So
yeah.
I need to be here. New York City... is great, but it just seems to be Seattle seems to be the capital for technology.
It's funny how that is.
Yeah.
Although I know Silicon Valley gets a lot of play, of course, and Seattle sometimes it's there in the culture, but I don't know if Seattle sells itself as well as it should.
Yeah, it doesn't sell itself as well as it should, but whether they do or not, this is where it's at. If you want to be in technology, you need to be here.
Yeah.
And I heard, at GnomeDex, I heard a lot of people talking about how they were considering moving here.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people. You know, they were either saying they were considering it or they were feeling pressured to. Like Eric Rice was like, yeah, I'm really feeling pressured,
he's
especially
coming,
by Chris,
yeah,
to move here. But
he's,
it's like,
not coming.
Yeah, I know he's not going to be here. But still, I mean, you know, people do recognize that, you know, there's a lot of influential people here.
There's a the momentum, I think, and the more that happens here, becomes a confluence of sorts. Mm-hmm. That certainly, I mean, hey, you know, maybe it's a little self-serving, but I would much rather have people come here than me go anywhere
else.
Right. And this is because, you know, I've never lived in New York. I've visited. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be a place that I would want to live.
But you lived in L.A., didn't you?
Well, in the Valley, which is kind of L.A. light. I lived like a couple towns away from the porn capital of the world in Chatsworth.
Okay.
Yeah. I lived in Woodland Hills, which
L.A. light.
Yeah, L.A. light.
Okay. Well, New York is basically, when people think of New York, they're thinking of Midtown Manhattan. It's crowded and noisy, but New York is actually, I mean, it's the biggest city in the country, and it's five boroughs, and you can live in any other borough besides Manhattan, and you can. Think of it as New York light. You're still living in New York, but
it's just different.
You're 15 minutes away from the city, but you're in a nice quiet suburb.
Quiet suburb being suburb. Like houses or
homes, yeah. Hmm. Not sky high apartments in,
yeah,
the sky,
exactly,
but
yeah,
you can live in a home and be 15 minutes away,
I just couldn't do it.
A couple stops on the
train.
So,
I don't know. New York was great to visit. we're going back there again for SES.
When's that?
March? No, March is
February,
so it's coming up next year. So
okay.
We're still a ways away. We've got time to kind of prepare for that again.
Hey, well, I'll give you some pointers on where you should go. It's a great city.
Ponzi loves
best city ever.
Ponzi just loves going to New York whenever she can. She wanted to move there when she was still working for a mortgage company,
mm-hmm,
which is her background,
right?
But couldn't afford it. The where she wanted to live, she couldn't afford it. So
it's not that different from Seattle.
Yeah, but she. Ponzi has quirks when it comes to what she wants and what she doesn't want. And I'm not going to go – I'll let her explain it all. She's going to do it tonight when we play all back
right.
the recording that we did between her and I. So, Andrew, you said you've got a bit of news that at least floated across your radar when you couldn't post it to the website. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, these are a few things that I did get up. The big thing was yesterday, for you gamers out there the ESRB rebranded, or not branded, but they basically revoked their mature rating of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and rated it adult only because of the hot coffee scandal modification.
Just bring everybody up to speed on that.
Well, basically, someone released a workaround for the PC version of San Andreas, which unlocked what they call a pornographic mini game. It kind of is, kind of isn't. I don't remember there being any nudity in it from what I've heard, but it is kind of like you have to simulate the motion of having sex along with the music, but I think they're fully clothed when they're doing this. But you have to like go with the flow.
Oh,
and
so
then
it's only dry humping.
Yeah, yeah, and you get graded and all that. But Rockstar said, they came out and said basically that this is a modification that someone released. This isn't our fault. Well, then someone... I believe it was the PlayStation 2 version used a Game Shark, which unlocks things in games. And I mean, you can't add a modification to a disc, which is what you're playing on the PS2. And they unlocked this on the disc. So it turns out that it actually was put on there by Rockstar. And, you know, Senator Clinton got all in their business, and the ESRB basically gave it an AO rating. And that what that means is
that sales went through the roof.
No.
Oh.
What that means is, well, and people that heard about it, yes, because this is going to be a collector's item because they're not producing the game anymore.
Oh, wow.
They're reworking it. But the game is coming out of, it's not going to be in Walmart. It's not going to be in Target. It's not, I mean, it's, even places like GameStop and EB took the game down.
Jeez.
Because they don't sell adult-only games.
Yeah.
So this is a big blow.
Literally.
Now, yeah.
Now, really,
figuratively,
though, how much impact is that going to have on sales? Because, I mean...
It's going to increase it, dude.
What about the internet? There's the internet factor that really makes this not matter. I mean, when Hillary's second lady put a sticker on everything with the parental advisory, mm-hmm, back in the 80s...
Oh, Tipper.
Yes, yes. That's why I called her Hillary's second lady.
Second lady.
Oh, yeah, right.
album sales for explicit lyric content went up, not down.
Skyrocketed.
Right.
Because it's suddenly it's illicit, and there's a certain amount of attraction.
I mean,
to
you've
that.
you've got Patrick Scoble, Robert Scoble's son, saying that he only listens to explicit podcasts.
By choice?
By choice.
Well, come on, you're
if it's
a kid.
Not explicit,
what do
I don't
you do?
Want to listen to it. That's funny.
You know, you'd rather listen to that kind of stuff.
Obviously.
You know, it's because you're not supposed to do it. So as soon as someone says, "Don't do it," what's the first thing you do?
Of course, you're going to do
it. Don't think about pink elephants. Yeah, exactly. And so, like, the first thing that pops through people's mind, think pink elephants, you know?
Yes, of course.
It just happens naturally. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I wasn't rushing out to get the game. I'm waiting, actually, for the Xbox 360 before I do any more video game purchases.
Hmm, okay.
All right.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
A good segue.
Was that a segue?
Segue,
I didn't even know it.
Not that I'm a big, you know, I do run Playfeed, but I'm into gadgets, too. But still, this is kind of interesting and big. I don't know if this was actually a true story or if it's some sort of Microsoft propaganda to get people talking about the Xbox 360, but the story is some kid whose dad is...
Is it true?
Okay.
His
dad has a job at Microsoft where he tests basically the power supplies to make sure that they are...
Don't explode.
Exactly. For the Xbox 360. So
So he wasn't fired then for his last screw-up, or was he a recent hire?
He's probably a recent hire for the 360.
Okay.
So for some reason, this guy brings the Xbox 360 home. Don't know why. It might have been part of his job, but I don't think it is because they should have all the tools necessary at home, at Microsoft, rather. So his stepson decides to call some of his friends, have them come over, take pictures with the Xbox 360, him playing Halo 2 on it, put these pictures on the internet, essentially breaking the NDA that his stepdad had. And his stepdad probably doesn't have a job anymore.
No, I hear that he's still there. I do hear that.
Oh, really?
Through the grapevine.
You couldn't buy PR like that. I mean, because everybody was talking about, is this real or not?
I know.
And the funny thing about it is, I mean, if you look at those pictures, I was convinced that it was totally faked, because who the heck lives in an apartment with no furniture?
No furniture at all. Just a TV.
I mean, they have a TV and an Xbox 360.
And what was up with his hair?
I know. That's. I don't know. He was like...
You want to talk about a Photoshop.
Carrot Top Jr.
That was it, man.
That was awesome.
Total Photoshop.
See, and my neighbor that lives around the corner that's a sound designer for Xbox is out of town in Michigan for the next month, so I can't even like go over and like try to get some dirt on the store.
Man.
Well, we'll ask Major Nelson when he comes on the air.
That's really cool.
How that whole thing played.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... You know, people are... You know, anything that has to do with the Xbox 360 right now is hot. People just want to see, you know... I mean, this is just like a couple of pictures of some kid playing Halo 2. Like, that's a game everybody's played anyway. But just the fact that he has this Xbox 360 sitting on his floor is like, wow. It, you know, and really, this is another... I don't know if this was on purpose or not by Microsoft, but they posted the launch date and then removed it from their website, November 4th. So...
Are they moving it up or back?
Well,
they better have a lot of units, because, man, that is going to be the Christmas gift.
I don't think they're going to... The story is that somebody accidentally posted the launch date before they were supposed to, so then they removed it. But it was November 4th, 2005. So, and they're looking to do a triple launch all by the end of the year in North America, Europe, and Japan, which no one's ever done before.
Wow.
So they're going to have to be, I mean, pumping these things out. And
dude,
at E3, they weren't even running. Everything was running off of Apple machines.
Dude.
So.
Man,
it's almost here, though.
Oh,
you know,
God.
November 4th, that's less than 3 months away.
Wow. No, I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays against the next PlayStation.
The PS3, I listen to you a lot, and, you know, you never talk about Nintendo.
Nintendo's out. I'm sorry.
I don't know. They have, it looks like they have something really good coming up this generation. The Revolution looks sweet.
Why does it look sweet?
Okay, well, first of all, just the look of the box itself, aesthetically, it looks great. But it's going to be able to play any game in Nintendo's library in history. So NES games, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. It'll actually play GameCube media and Revolution games all in one box.
How are you going to get the old ROMs in there?
All downloadable from Nintendo. And it's supposed to be cheap microtransactions. So NES through Nintendo 64 is downloadable. GameCube, it'll actually accept the optical disc. and then the Revolution is going to be a standard DVD, and it'll also accept that as well.
I don't know. I've got a whole bunch of 8-bit ROMs on my computer, and I wouldn't necessarily go out and buy a GameCube to get all that stuff.
The thing, though, that Nintendo has going for it is they tend to have more kid-friendly games.
Yep.
So if you've got a kid that's under 13 or whatever, and you don't really want them playing violent games, that's the system.
Yeah, but it sounds like the Xbox 360 is probably the closest thing we have to a media center in...
Yes.
I mean, it's a console.
Out of all of them. Out of all of them, yes.
No, it is, Jake. It is a Trojan horse.
But what do you buy your game system for?
Games.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like the PSP. I don't complain too loudly about UMD because I'm not going to buy movies.
Right. So I believe personally that when it comes to games and having fun, Nintendo has all the others beat. You can play a Nintendo game and you'll have fun. Whether it might not look better than the others, but... You know, the looks are, you know, that's the wow factor and the eye candy for the first, you know, 2 minutes of the game. But then, you know, if the control sucks, then the game sucks, you know? And Nintendo's really good at making games that you can just enjoy and have fun with. So I'm looking forward to what they come out with. But the, you know, you mentioned the PS3, and that's going to have a Blu-ray drive in it. So that'll be the first mass market.
Of course, Blu-ray. Of course.
Of course.
So wait, now, what's the Xbox 360? Is that the HD DVD?
No.
Doesn't have
They
it?
Actually said that... they may be releasing like an Xbox 360 version in the future with HD DVD, but launching November 4th is too expensive for them to put one in there now. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Yeah,
and there's not really any content you can get on HD.
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to buy? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that more HD content is going to come down the pike at some point in the near future. Hoping.
Yeah, you have a great system. You want to take advantage of that.
And you've seen it.
Yes,
you've seen it. It's amazing. Great. Blows you away. Your wife is enjoying it right now.
Yes, she is.
And you're in here talking to us.
I don't mind. I'd rather be in here anyway.
Who won that one there?
No, I'd rather be in here.
All right. Good answer. Okay, we'll keep you on for a little while longer. Someone was Skyping. It was my Skype that was actually connected.
Well, you know, maybe that's a good segue to actually take a call.
Take a call.
Nice. Whoa.
I've got to take this call. Hello? Hello? I'm taking the call. I don't know if my microphone's not hooked up to this machine.
Your microphone is not hooked up to the machine in the other room.
How come I can hear it ringing? Can you hear it ringing in the background?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, because I've got Skype running over there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to unplug it, unfortunately. No, they're probably listening to the show right now, but my mic is not currently hooked up to this machine. That'd be interesting. But we will take a call anyway. Jason from the chat room.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Oh, wow. I got lost. I was listening to the stream, and then it was like... Oh, there's like a time lapse there.
Yeah, it goes beep, because we're all official here.
Ooh, we're all official like now.
Yeah, so you've got additional comments on the hot coffee thing?
My voice sounds familiar.
My voice sounds familiar. I hope it does. You just heard it.
Do you do this week in games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was going to stay on hot coffee. I think this is a great PR stunt for Rockstar. I think it's going to drive up sales of a depreciated game that is. With a horrible graphics engine, and it has been around for a couple of years now. I think it's just going to help drive up sales of the game, and you know, no matter how controversial it is, and you know, oh no, they've got an AO rating. It's, you know, looking good. They've got a great brand now, which I know you are familiar with, Chris, with Grand Theft Auto. So, hey, go with it. Go ride with it. Say, hey, we've got the brand that has the only adult only content.
They don't, because Leisure Suit Larry is an adult-only game. and come on, that's a classic.
Well, if this is something they did on purpose, it's a huge risk because, I mean, in the future, think about, you know, Grand Theft Auto, whatever the next one is, say Liberty City Stories for the PSP or something like that. I'm thinking that people like Walmart and Target, where they get most of their sales, are going to be kind of hesitant about, you know, selling anything that has the Grand Theft Auto name in the future.
I don't think so. Only because if it is rated mature and it is such a strong title and a strong seller, I think the retailers will definitely pick it up in a heartbeat instead of being wary of it.
And now they've got a built-in PR campaign, because the next time Grand Theft Auto game comes out, it's going to be scrutinized heavily. And it's going to be talked about, and lots and lots of people are going to say, oh my God, there's another Grand Theft Auto game. It's going to be horrible. There's going to be porn. There's going to be sex. It's going to
be something in it.
Cover your eyes.
And I mean, they can even use that to their advantage. They can say, like, you know, what happened last time was nothing. Check out Grand Theft Auto, you know, so-and-so.
They might as well,
Oh, yeah. I
can't hear you.
They might as well just, like, call it something completely new. Like, Grand Theft something
we
else.
Steal cars for fun.
Yeah. Cars are, like, the auto part, that's just, yeah, it's minor
detail. They really need a new name for the thing anyway. It was clever the first time, and now it's just kind of weak.
Well, one thing I didn't understand about this, though, those parental groups were complaining that their kids had access to this content. Why do their kids have access to Grand Theft Auto in the first place, a game where you can chop someone's head off and roll it down the street?
Well, aside from the parents, you know, who should be policing their children, it's really the retailers that don't really care to check ID and things like that. I mean, I've seen it happen all the time. Kids go in and buy games like Grand Theft Auto, and, you know, you have the 16-year-old working behind the counter. They don't care.
Yeah, but what's up with that? I get carded for beer, and I'm 30. I've seen people older than me get carded for cigarettes, and yet somehow people are able to buy these games.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's on a voluntary basis, though. The whole game industry is voluntary. So, which is actually another interesting thing to see is if the game industry will tighten up and really actually, you know, restrict sales to minors before the government steps in.
I guess we'll see what happens.
All right.
We'll see how it plays out. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, his voice sounds familiar because he's this week in games, which I throw in there just because we don't normally do a lot of gaming things because we're not really gamers, and there's plenty of content out there that's not gaming that doesn't get addressed.
I like hearing that guy because he has a accent I'm familiar with.
Yes, and that's another reason why I like Jason. Very soothed, calming New York type of accent.
That's right.
So what else do you have in your cache?
What else? Okay. I don't know why sex keeps coming up this evening, but there is something called the Audio Vibrator, AUDI-OH Vibrator, which can... What in the...
Sorry, it's playing through, but I don't have the mic. I'm sorry, it's the laptop. I keep trying... Skype is, like, becoming very strange for me right now.
It connects to your digital audio player, and the vibrator vibrates to the music.
I've heard of this. It's called teledildonics.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is an actual technical term.
This is the iPod Shuffle.
Yes, gives new meaning to the iPod Shuffle.
It actually is what you're talking about, but that's a different product.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was somewhere in there with vibrating whatnots. Well, I was playing around with your iPod photo, and I got to admit, that's pretty darn sexy.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about how much you hated iPods, and then I just asked you, have you ever played with one? You said no. So how do you hate an iPod without even...
It's the idea that everyone's got one. It's like, dang it, I don't want to get one too.
Everyone has a computer.
Yeah, but at least you have some choice. With media players, you really don't. It's the iPod or nothing.
No, that's not true.
So I have a feeling and Ponzi's not listening, but our birthdays are coming up, so I'm probably going to get her an iPod photo. She really wants one.
Nice.
So when is her birthday? Because your birthday is coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah, hers is on the 1st.
Oh, that's right.
And mine's on Tuesday, 26th.
How old will you guys be?
I'll be 32, she'll be 31.
My God.
So I will still be eligible for the Geek Show, the Beauty and the Geek. Yes, they say age 21 to 33. So I will still be eligible for Beauty and the Geek.
Now the question is, did they raise their age limit just for you?
I don't know, but I'm going to be playing back that voicemail on the Chris Perillo Show.
That is awesome.
And people will be listening to that and downloading that. They'll be freaking out because I'm basically sharing the producer's phone number.
Ooh.
She's asking, do you know any geeks?
Oh, yes, we do.
She's going to get flooded with calls. Flooded. And she's going to wonder, how the hell did this happen?
That's going to be awesome.
Just tell them I sent you. That's all I ask. Just tell them Chris Perillo sent you. We'll turn on the world of geeks. That one's going to get slash dotted.
Hey, that was a great show.
What's that? The Beauty and the Geek?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a little contrived.
Everyone thought I was Richard. I'm nothing like Richard.
Hey, you just acted like him right now.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. I am so not Richard. I am so not. The dude, this sexy woman's giving him a back rub. He's like, what the hell, dude? It's got to be an act, but it's not an act. It's not an act. They did a follow-up after the show, you know, meeting the people after the show. And watching it, I was just like, dude, that guy is for real.
Yeah, I know.
He's absolutely for real.
Okay, you say you're not him. Who would you most identify with? Out of all the guys on that show, if you had to pick.
Who would I most identify with?
Yeah.
If it wasn't, it would probably be Richard.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. It's a mix between a lot of them. I don't know.
Chris has too much personality to really, like, match up very closely with any of those people. And I'm not saying that, like, Because I'd be happy to insult him on the air. But no,
you know what,
I mean, really.
You know what I'm going to try to parlay this into? I'm going to try to get. I'm going to be the host. Forget about the contestant stuff. That's nothing. I want to be the host. Imagine
the
host
of Beauty and the Geek.
Beauty and the Geek. Imagine.
Instead of that like weird MTV kind of guy.
Yeah,
that
it's Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher was one of the executive producers, and he's from Iowa, so we've got that connection
going on.
I'm a geek, a Beauty and the Geek. Come on. Forget this host. The guy's he's nobody. Nobody knows who the hell he is. You know, it's a perfect tie-in because my name isn't Chris Furillo, the chick on that from the whatever the show is that nobody watches.
I don't even know.
No, no one knows. It's from ABC Family, of course. Nobody. The only time I watch ABC Family is during the Christmas time. That's the only time I tune into ABC Family because they play all the classic Christmas episodes.
Oh, of course.
Like the Rudolphs and the Heat Misers and the Mr. Winters and all that stuff. The Claymation, Rankin Bass, and all
that
stuff. No, it's classic stuff. You know, it's what I grew up with. Well, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, you're young.
I'm young. Yeah, well.
You are young.
Hey, it's good, though.
You're young. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. That's crazy. You're so young.
I'm just jealous.
You're just beginning.
I am.
How the hell did you even get into this state? You're so young.
I told you how I got here.
I know you didn't know.
No, well, you know, it's, well, it's really cool to be, you know, a young guy that's doing what you want to do and doing what you love and not having to, you know, kind of try to work and strive really hard to get there. So
yeah.
I'm really fortunate to be, you know, where I'm at and doing what I love to do as my job.
Yeah, so, that sounds good.
Playing with gadgets for work.
Well, I can tell you that I'll definitely be having you back on,
cool.
You know, many times into the future.
I enjoy it. Well, yeah, when I move up here.
Yes, for certain. Of course, we may be moving away, but slightly, just across the river if we go that route.
Right,
I don't know yet how
it's going
to happen.
Closer than Olympia.
Yeah, that's true. Very much closer.
Jake's trying to say something.
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
He just, out of habit, he holds the microphone up to his mouth just to do it. But we won't go down that path. That's a completely different show. But Andrew, we appreciate the time that you've spent with us, and certainly plenty of opportunities will be open to you now that you've been hit hard with a big article.
That's awesome.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I appreciate you inviting me here. I had a great time.
No problem. Like I said, we'll do it again when we have furniture and food that wasn't melted and gone bad.
Yeah.
Ponzi always has like this really awesome food. So, I mean, we definitely have to
Does
have you
really?
Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
really
the pictures of her sushi and all that.
Oh, yeah. She's good. Oh, she's real good. So that consider that a promise.
Okay.
We will have you back, if Edwin ever visits, let us know.
Okay.
If he ever comes out this way, we'll get you both on out here.
Yeah, he'll probably visit just because you said that.
Oh, really? Well, that's good news. Well, consider that an invitation if he's still listening and not doing David's show right now.
The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.